Dylan Thomas said that we should not go gently into the night, but rage, rage. And after seeing the AI-generated summer reading list published by the Sun-Times, I am raging against the machine. What makes the Sun-Times fiasco frustrating is that readers have plenty of suggestions. I am volunteering my own summer reading list of books I have enjoyed, so hopefully the WNIJ audience will be inspired to read more. In my opinion, any reading list should be populated by books that immerse you in different worlds. After all, George R.R. Martin claims that he has lived 1,000 lives because he reads. Summer is the perfect time to live those other lives. Pack your bags for Ireland, South Korea, Botswana, London, Vermont, or Mexico City. Or maybe you are more of a Chicago day tripper? I have some selections for you as well. Variety is important, so this baker's dozen includes comfort reads, social realism, humor, quiet wit, and a madcap literary adventure. There are times when we are adults and times when we view the world through the eyes of children. Pick and choose according to your whims or the weather. Summer allows us to be fickle, so partake as you wish. Of course, if you discover a great summer read or have a suggestion for the fall's Baker's Dozen, please let me know on the WNIJ social media pages. We human readers need to stick together and read. I'm Frances Yeager, and that is my suggestive perspective.